This week on the Time Bat Show.
What if they drugged you and the snake has already eaten you? And you like wake up in the snake.
And you have to get out.
And the recording is like, hello, Jeremy. You've been eaten by a giant python. Do you have the will to eat, get out of the python?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 102 of the Time Bat Show. I am one of your hosts, Time Aces.
And I am your other host, Bat Snacks.
And this is our first, like, what? What's wrong?
Sorry, I was trying to mimic your cadence when you were doing the intro. Oh, did I do a good job?
Bat Snacks. Let's try it again. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Ready? Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 102 of the Time Bat Show. I am one of your hosts, Time Aces.
And I am one of your hosts, Bat Snacks.
You sound like a robot.
Good morning, afternoon, or night, and thank you for joining us on this lovely, whichever one okay. It is for you.
New show idea. I am a human, and you are my robot sidekick.
Yes. On the I'm show. Data.
Yes. So I'm like, how's it going today, Bat Snacks?
And then I would say something like, well, you see, in my quest to become ever more, you know, human, since, you know, that's what I want.
You need to speak more like choppy, like Data, though.
Oh, yes. Hello, Time Aces. In my quest to become more human, I was reading a weird news story today and discovered that... And that's a segue for you.
Oh, and I discovered that... Hold on, my link is down right now.
Oh, no.
That I was discovered that a man in India was caught smuggling live cobras under his scooter seat.
Yes!
That's the weird news story I had for us today.
Well, where else are you going to put them?
I don't know. There are three of them. Three venomous cobras underneath his motor scooter seat. He was just driving around India. And
authorities
stopped him. And we're like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, nothing.
Don't look in there.
Do you think that's dangerous? Like, first of all, your seat of your scooter, that's where my, like, private parts are yeah. hanging out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a cobra to be, much less three cobras to be up in there. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing, though. Like, say you must transport three live venomous cobras on your scooter. Mm-hmm. Like, where are you going to put those?
This is like the plot of like Saw 10 or something.
Yeah, it's your challenge.
You wake up in an abandoned warehouse in India, and they're like, you know, and they have like a video of like your like wife or your son or something like strapped to a
yeah.
table. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm going to kill them unless you do as I say. Challenge number one. They're like, take the scooter and get these three cobras to this location while driving the scooter.
Here's what you do. The saw man, because you have to make it like it has to fit together better. So the saw man has a video of your like family at the hospital, and they've yeah. been bitten by a cobra, like a rare one.
Yeah.
And okay. you have to take because it's the same cobra that's in your room, and you have to take them to the hospital so that they can get the...
Though,
yeah.
They need
three. One for each one.
One for each family member.
Yeah. It's your mom and your auntie, and there's someone else, your dog or something. I don't know.
You're like cousin Mike.
Yeah.
And you don't care about him as much, but like you're going to try. You're going to do your best.
Yeah.
Like, if one cobra falls, yeah. Mike is going to be the one that's not going to get the best. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, so you gotta bring those three cobras to the hospital so they can extract the anti-venom.
In, like, 45 minutes. You have, yes. like, a time limit. Because they're going to die otherwise.
Yeah.
You know.
And you don't have time to search for another mode of transportation, no. like a car. You gotta use that scooter.
You've got what you've got. You've got this crappy yeah. scooter that... Yeah, that you got to get to. That sounds like a good plot for a Saw movie, Saw Part 10. It could all be like a snake-themed Saw, you know?
Oh, yeah. It could be in India.
They haven't done a Saw that's just snake-themed yet, you know? It could be X, right? Because it's 10. Saw X, yeah. And then the subtitle is Slither or something like that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Right?
Yeah, it's in India. There's cobras. There's all kind of dangerous snakes in India. You can do a lot with that.
There's just snakes all over the place. Like, every challenge is, like, a snake-themed. The last challenge is you're, like, in a room with a giant python that's going to, like, squeeze you to death. And you have to, like, I don't know. You have to, like, serenade him with music or something like that.
What if, okay, this wouldn't work at all, but what if they drugged you and the snake has already eaten you and you, like, wake up in the snake?
And you have to get out.
And the recording is like, hello, Jeremy, you've been eaten by a giant python. Do you have the will to get out of the python?
In 20 minutes or your family dies.
Well, you're in a python. You're going to die if you don't get out.
Yeah, but your family is also eaten by a python and they can't get out. But you are in it and they give you like a razor blade. Like, try to get out.
You have to do like those cartoons that you used to do back in.
That's the final challenge, the python challenge. I like it.
Do you like the Saw movies?
No, I do not. Do you?
I really do, yeah.
Really? I think I liked the first one because it was, like, unique. And then they just went off the deep end. And I was like, these are really dumb. You know?
Yeah, I don't think I know what the plot of them is beyond the first one. Because I think there's, like, a lady and she becomes the new Saw man.
Does she? I thought the guy was the bad guy for most of the movies.
Maybe he, like, secretly was, or I don't know. I don't really know the
My problem plot, with the movies is, like, they have this guy who's the Jigsaw Man, right? But then, like, every movie, he's, like, somehow alive. He, like, he's, like, fakes he's dead. You're like, he's dead. And then he, like, the end of the movie is him, like getting up and being like, oh, it's the man! It's the Saw Man! Like, I remember one of them is, like, the first one is spoilers for Saw, like a 10-year-old movie. The first one is, like, he's the dead guy on the floor the whole time. That was the mastermind, right? And then in one of the ones later, it's like, oh, we killed the Jigsaw. Like, he's dead. He had a heart attack or something. And it, like, takes place in, like, a hospital or something. And the end of the movie is, like, it pans over to the dead Jigsaw killer man and his dead body. And then he, like, gets up and he's like, I was alive the whole time. And you're like,
oh, it's orchestrating the whole thing.
From this hospital bed. It's like, this is really stupid.
No, like, the Saw movies are definitely really stupid and, like, really try hard and edgy and but I don't know, I think they're kind of fun horror movies.
Yeah, horror is I've been watching a lot of horror movies lately because of Halloween. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've been in the Halloween spirit.
I haven't been watching a lot of horror movies.
So me and my wife, like, subscribed to this, like, horror movie service on through Amazon Prime. It's, like, $5 a month, but we're going to, like, cancel after October is done.
Yeah.
But we've, like, been just binging, like, all the horror movies they have. And they're mostly, like, really bad horror movies, like, old ones from the 80s that just aren't very good. But they have some that are, like, legitimately good, you know, classic horror movies, too.
Yeah. What are some that you've seen?
So, like, some of the good ones they have is, like, Hellraiser and The Fog and, like, The Thing. Like, they have good... Those are the good ones, right, that they have. Mm-hmm. But then some of the other ones they have are, like... Oh, what's one of them that I saw? Oh, there's...
Leprechaun.
No, they don't even have those. Those are too good for this show. Oh. Like, they have, like, really B movies. Like, the worst one I saw is called Basket Case. And it's about two twins, but they're Siamese twins. So they're like conjoined or whatever, conjoined at the hip. And one of them is, like, grotesquely disfigured, like, in that he's, like, really small, like, he's a little ball of a person, right?
Okay.
And then the other one is, like, completely normal. Okay. And when they're like 15 or something, they have surgery and like cut the disfigured grotesque one away. And they want to like kill that one because he's like creepy and weird. But his brother has like sympathy for him, so he like takes him and like they run away together, right? And the plot of the movie is them trying to get revenge on the doctors who separated them from each other. But the weird thing is the guy, the main guy, the twin that isn't disfigured, carries around the disfigured one in a basket. Like, in a little basket, like a laundry basket. And he carries that everywhere he goes. And, like, randomly, the other disfigured twin will get really angry and pop into the basket and just, like, murder someone. And then, like, go back in the basket.
You know, before that last part, it kind of reminded me of a different movie.
What's that?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger in it called Twins. Have you ever seen that movie?
I've seen Twins. Like, it's one like of the them same is really thing. Tall. Yeah, it's not like that at all. But, I mean, the premise is similar, I guess.
Yeah, one of them isn't like a basket person. One of them is just Danny DeVito, but...
Right. Right, I mean, who essentially is a basket person. Like, you can fit him in a basket.
Yeah.
But it's a really awful, really, really bad movie. So I would definitely recommend watching it because it's really, really awful. But he'll just, the little one will just pop out of a basket and just kill somebody. But the weird thing is, like, he's so small and disfigured that I have trouble believing, like, how is he murdering people with his hands? Because, like, he's got no, like, he's got no leverage or anything, you know? Like, at one point he, like, picks somebody up from the basket. Like, you're, like, 10 pounds. Like, how are you doing? Like, how are you doing this? It doesn't make any sense. But, yeah, so that's one of the terrible ones. I mean, there's a bunch of other ones. But it's been fun because, like, it's like we're just watching so many that when we get to a good one that's actually good, it's, like, surprising. And it's like, wow, this movie's actually good, you know? And then the rest of them are like, oh, this is bad, this is bad. But, you know, you're kind of in the mood for a bad horror movie during Halloween, so, like, it's fine.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun service. Yeah, I haven't really had anything like that ever, like, since I worked at Blockbuster, probably. Yeah,
it's called Shudder. And there's, like, a 7-day free trial. And I subscribed to it because there were, like, 3 movies I wanted to watch that were on it. And it would cost me more to rent all 3 of them than it would to just subscribe for a month. You know what I mean? So I was just like, just subscribe and then cancel after a month. But I mean, it's a good, I mean, I like it. I probably will subscribe next October as well for 1 month and do the same exact thing. But some of the standout, some of the standouts were like The Fog's good. If you've never seen that. And then, Hellraiser's good, obviously. I mean, most people have seen that, but that's on the service. Like, they have a handful of like classic, they have some Hitchcock, like they have a handful of like classic, actually good horror movies, mostly really bad B ones. But the B ones are really fun to watch because they're really bad and dumb.
Yeah.
Like, there was another one called The Howling about werewolves. And it was like, these people, this woman gets attacked by a werewolf. And the doctors think she's, like, psychotic. So they send her to this, like, retreat. Like, this mental health camp, if you will. You know, like...
It's not a facility. It's like summer camp.
It's like a hippie summer camp thing with her husband. And the summer camp happens to be like a werewolf-like community. And they all get changed in werewolves. And then, like, eventually she, like, kills all of them. But it's also really bad. But it's kind of fun, too. Because it's...
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Dumb. But the best one I saw... I don't know if you've seen The Exorcist 3... But The Exorcist 3 is by far my favorite of all the ones I've seen. So you've seen the original Exorcist, right?
Yeah.
Most people have. And then they made a sequel, like Exorcist 2. And I think I saw that once and it was really bad, but it doesn't have anything to do with the original movie. And then they made The Exorcist 3. And the plot of The Exorcist 3 really doesn't have anything to do with The Exorcist 1. It's basically like, you've seen 7, right? Like probably one of your favorite movies. Seven. So the plot of The Exorcist 3 is, like, there's a person out there murdering all these people in, like, these weird, like, religious-y kind of ways, you know what I mean? Like, crucifixion and all this crazy shit, and they're murdering priests and religious people and stuff like that. And there's this cop who has to figure it out, and they kind of, like, link it to the original Exorcist, like, loosely.
Like, the guy that performs the exorcisms or the... I don't know what
they link it to the original guy that performs the exorcisms, like, kind of loosely. But it's just, and it's like, has, like, half of it is like a Seven, like, police procedural kind of, like, this is a creepy, you know, crime thriller. And the other half is just, like, goes off the rails supernatural shit because it's a horror movie, right?
It sounds cool.
Like, it's a wild movie. I don't want to spoil what happens, but it's a wild, wild movie. Just the end is, like, the whole movie is really weird. But I recommend seeing The Exorcist 3 if you haven't listened.
Are there any ghost kids in it?
What do you mean?
Like ghost kids.
I don't want to spoil the movie for you.
If you tell me there are ghost kids in it, I won't watch it.
There are no ghost kids in the movie.
Okay, good.
There is a extended dream sequence that is like really freaky and awesome. So
that sounds cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost worthwhile just watching it for that. But I mean, the whole movie's good. Yeah. And the like main cop is really a fun character. So anyway... What were you going
to
say?
So, I was going to say there's nothing that, like, ruins a horror movie faster than for me than ghost kids. Because it's just, like...
You just turn it off immediately.
Come on.
Yeah, there are no ghost kids in The Exorcist 3. The Exorcist 3 is actually directed by the writer of the original Exorcist. Like, not
that's
the
cool.
director. Yeah, like, the writer's like, I'm going to make The Exorcist 3 as a movie. And then I did it. And it, like, has nothing to do with The Exorcist 1, but you could tell... Well, it does, but, like, you could tell, like, after he wrote it, the studio was like, hey, you got to make it connect to the first movie. Okay. You know what I mean?
It is The Exorcist 3. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so that's that. So that's my Halloween kind of update for you. I don't know if you heard, but where I am right now in Austin, our water is like shit right now.
I heard that.
Boil.
Yeah, I heard that, but only over... from your Twitter. Like, I didn't know before today when I saw you saying, by the way, I'm okay, everybody. I was like, what? You're okay? What do you mean?
So, like, Monday, we've been getting, like, a lot of flooding in Central Texas. And yes. You'd think, like, flooding, we'd have a lot of water, but we do. It's just all bad water because all the runoff from the lake. So the plant has a lot to process. So we have to boil our water. And we've been having to do it since Monday morning. And this is the first time the city has ever done it. So everyone's, like, freaking the hell out. Like, I went to the store yesterday, and people were mad, you know.
So, how did you learn that your water wasn't okay to drink?
So that's the thing. I learned through social media, which is not the ideal way to do it. But I learned through there, and then later, when I went to work, people were like, hey, by the way, the water's bad. Don't drink it, you know.
There wasn't, like, an emergency text sent out?
No, like... you would think there would be. Like, I thought, like, I feel like there should have been, but there wasn't. Yeah, I learned from social media and the internet and word of mouth.
Yeah, because this happens in Florida sometimes, and I've never known when it happens. Like, never.
Well, I think the thing with Florida is they resolve it very quickly. In Florida, it's like, oh, don't boil your water for, like, 6 hours, and then it's gone before you even have time to realize. Like, by the time you get the message, it's already passed, like, the advisory, probably.
But still, it's like, for that 6 hours, somebody drank that water.
But for me, it was, like, 8 hours later I found out, because, like, I woke up, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, it's been like this since last night. I just didn't realize it until just now. So, like, the first morning, I, like, brushed my teeth. And then, like, right after I brushed my teeth, I read it, and I was like, shit! Like,
oh, no.
Like, I already, like, you know, put it in my mouth and everything, but I'm okay, but...
Yeah, I mean, because of that happening in Florida, and I never know, I just only buy gallons of water from the store. Mm-hmm. I don't even use, like, a filter. I just use straight gallons.
It's hard to realize how much, like, you use regular water, though, until you have to boil it all the time.
Yeah.
Because, like, even just, like, cooking stuff, you can't cook anything until you boil it first, and then you do it, you know what I mean?
So do it's like, stuff with it.
Yeah, it's hard.
So, when you boil water, do you have, like, a big spaghetti pot, and you fill it with water, and you boil it, and then you put that in the fridge? Is that how you do it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
That's what we've been doing for the past 3 days. We've been using a big tea kettle. Because we can put it on then go somewhere and then hear it and be like, oh, it's ready. You know what I mean?
That's a good idea, yeah.
But, yeah, we're just like, so we just have a bunch of water just, like, stored in our refrigerator from boiling. And you run out of that fast.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're, like, living in, like, the woods.
It feels like that. It feels like that. The analogy I made on Twitter is it feels like I'm living in an airport. And the reason I use the term airport is because, like, everything's more expensive in the airport, and you don't have access to, like, your normal day-to-day routine, you know what I mean? So, like, if you want water in the airport, you have to just buy it, you know, or, like, come across it another way. And, like, you can't shower in the airport, and if you do, you gotta find some way to do it. Like, I don't know, it just feels like I'm, like, in a weird gray area.
Can you shower?
Technically, yes, we can.
You just have to make sure your mouth is closed. And
close
get
your
it
mouth and, like, don't, like, open your eyelid and, like, like shoot water into it, basically.
Oh, no. Well, I hope you don't get some kind of bacteria in your body from that.
The hope is that by the weekend they will lift it, but I don't know. We'll see. Austinites are going very crazy over this. Because they've never experienced anything like this before.
Yeah,
we don't
I assume
know what
there's
to
no
do when it rains.
Yeah, no what. I was gonna say I assume like there's no water left in the store to buy, right?
Like, no, it's all been gone. Monday by noon, which is like I don't know 8 hours after they said to do it, it was gone. Like it was gone. It was sold out.
What about tea?
No, so we got like Topo Chico, which is carbonated water. And, like, a bunch of Gatorade and tea. And I was like, well, that's good enough. Like, this is what we're drinking, you know. Yeah. And then when we need water, we boil it, you know. So we might get to the point where we're bathing in Gatorade, but we're not there quite.
Or, like, beer.
just pour beer all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fun. That's a fun thing going on right now. Do you want to do our first... You're in charge of trivia today.
Oh, it's 20 minutes in. You know what that means.
What does it mean?
It's trivia time.
I feel like we change the ring every episode.
Yeah, that's the first trivia we've done. So it's an occasion.
Do you feel like we're back in the swing of things now that we're on like one? Like this is our first like real episode in like three episodes. You know what I mean?
I think maybe three in two more episodes we'll be back into the proper swing.
Okay. I'm ready for my first trivia.
Okay. I'll have you choose your first lifeline first.
What's the category first?
The category is technology.
I will choose technology. I'm going to go with 5 second Google. No, I'm not. I'm going to do it 50-50. I feel like I know enough about technology.
Your first question is, which of these file formats is lossless?
Ooh,
or no,
tough.
Is not lossless.
Not
sorry.
Lossless. Okay.
All of these are lossless except for one.
Okay, all of them are lossless except for one.
Okay. So either A, zip, B, PNG, D, JPEG, or D, wave.
Oh God. I feel like I knew this in high school, but like I don't know it now. You know what I mean? Like this is when I was like 17, I would have known the answer to this question.
Yeah.
So,
like in your book, there would have been like a "Did you know that?"
Yeah. Did you know that blah 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 is lossless or isn't lossless? So JPEG, PNG, wave, and what was the other one?
Zip.
Zip. Okay, I'm gonna watch.
I should be more specific. So, all of these use compression, but they. All of them, except for one, use lossless compression.
Wait, so all of one them of except them for one
are lossless compression. One is lossy compression.
One is lossy, and all the rest are lossless.
Yes.
Okay, so some of them, basically, for those that don't know what lossless is, they don't lose anything in the compression, but one of them does lose something, and that's what I want to find out, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, good. Okay, let me logic through this. I think zip compresses, but I think it does a good job to not lose anything. Also, I think wave does a good job because waves are so damn big that it better be lossless compression. Because if it's not, then whoever invented the wave really screwed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
JPEG and PNG are the two tough ones because they're both like... shitty image format.
Yes.
And I don't know which one is lossy. I'm going to do a 50-50.
Okay. I'm going to be mean and say it's either PNG or JPEG.
Damn it. I shouldn't have told you what I was thinking. Okay, so, I mean, that's good. That confirms my suspicions. I think I'm leaning JPEG, and the reason I'm leaning JPEG is because whenever I convert an image to JPEG, it looks like garbage. And whenever I convert an image to PNG, it sometimes looks worse, but it's like better garbage. So mm-hmm. I'm going to go with JPEG, final answer.
JPEG is the correct answer.
Yes! So my garbage logic was sound.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
So JPEG is lossy.
And PNG, even though they're smaller, is not.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they can be smaller.
Why like, depending. Why would anyone use JPEGs anymore?
There's reasons. I don't know what they are, but...
If you know why the hell we use JPEGs when PNGs are smaller and lossless, please contact us at contact@timebatshow.com or tweet at us at timebatshow. That doesn't make any freaking sense.
I personally never use JPEGs for anything, unless I have to.
The funny thing about PNGs, I use PNGs almost exclusively as my image format, unless for some reason I need something else. The funny thing about PNGs is they were created for the internet, portable network graphics.
Yes.
But now they're used for, like, everything, because they're just better than JPEGs, you know? I don't think I've ever heard someone be like, yeah, give me that in JPEG.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Like, I've never heard, it's like, what format you want this file? It's like, give me a JPEG. It's like, I've never heard that before, like, in my life.
Yeah.
I think it's just older, and it's just one of those things, you know. But they have like, a bunch of new image formats now, don't they? Like, obviously they have GIF, but you never want to use GIF if you're not using, like, animated, because it's stupid. And then they have, like, PSD, which is Photoshop, and they have, like, DDS, heard of that?
I've never seen a DDS. I've seen a TIFF. That's also TIFF, lossless.
That's another one, yeah.
Yeah.
TIFF was a big one for a little while, and then they kind of fell through. Anyway, well, that's fun internet knowledge for you there.
Yeah. On this very nerdy question.
Do you want to get into some Ask Reddit questions?
Sure, let's do it.
On this very day of Redditing. Reddit was actually kind to me today. It actually found me some actual decent questions. First one being, what was the biggest plot twist of your life?
Oh, no.
Ooh, that's a deep one, isn't it? I'm starting deep on us today.
Okay. Do you have one in mind? Because I might need a minute to think of mine.
I've had so many plot twists in my life that I think I've gone numb to the plot twists. Like, I don't even recognize that they're twists anymore. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, whatever. Another day, another dollar.
I can think of a couple that were like, well, they were cheating on me.
Well, we don't need to dredge up past grief.
We don't like those plot twists.
We don't those need to no go fun. Into those if you don't want to. If neither of us have any more comfortable sharing, I have plenty other questions. I just thought it was an interesting question to frame it as like a plot twist of your life.
It's like, dun-dun-dun, that music plays, dun, dun, and it's dun, like... Dun.
Like, okay, here's a better question. Has any plot twists in your life, you don't have to name what they are, have any of them been good?
That's exactly what I was trying to think of, is find a positive one.
I can't think of a single good plot twist in my life. Can you?
It's like, oh, I thought it was going to be bad, but it turned out amazing.
Yeah, I don't, like, I can't think
that
of a single
that usually
like,
doesn't
oh,
happen.
Good. I will say the one good, I don't know if this is a plot twist, though, but when I was, like, in high school, I was like, oh, I'm going to college, and college would be fun. But, like, I'm never going to get married ever. Like, I just knew that was not going to happen. But then I met my wife in college, like 2 weeks in. And I was like, oh, well, never mind. And then, like, I guess that would be the biggest plot twist of my life. Because it's just,
that's
like,
a really positive one, yeah.
It is. And, like, looking back, it doesn't feel like a plot twist because it's just something that happened. But like, the mindset I was in high school, like, I was like, oh, I'm, like, you know, I'm, like, a loser. I'm never going to, you know what I mean? Like, it's never going to happen. Like, I just, I accepted it. I was like, it's fine. Like, I'm bad at, I'm so bad at, like, dating and all that stuff. It's just never going to happen. It's fine. And then it, like, worked out. Like, looking back, that was so long ago, it doesn't feel like a plot twist. But at the time, as a kid, I was like, oh, dun, dun, dun. It was like, dun, dun, dun. So, I mean, that's the one positive one. All the other ones I can think of are all bad. Like, literally every single one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Maybe I haven't had my positive one yet, which you'll sounds sad, but like...
No, you'll have it. You'll have it. I think the sad thing about my positive plot twist is I'm such a fatalist. Because whenever I think about my future, I'm like, you know, I probably had the best year I've had already, and I'm done. Like, I'm spent now. Like it's all downhill from here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm such a fatalist that I'm like, oh, I've had my good thing happen to me, you know, that one time, and I had these small victories, and now it's like, all right, well.
Probably aren't going to have many more of those.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, that's it. But you haven't had as many, maybe. Well, you haven't had the big one, right? So like maybe you're due for something, you know, big, happy, good.
Isn't that some kind of, like, poker fallacy where it's like, no, you're not actually due for anything. That's not really how it works.
I mean, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I'm such, like, a fatalist with that stuff, though, because when I'm thinking of, like, when I'm thinking of it in, like, in the negative sense of, like, oh, I've had good things happen to me, so I'm definitely not going to have any more. Like, I think of it that way. But then when I think of the opposite way, I'm like, oh, that's the poker fallacy. Like, you know, when when it's, like, in the positive light, I'm like, oh, that's the poker fallacy. That's definitely not going to, you know, not going to happen. That's not how it works. So it's just, it's funny that I think of it in the negative way. Like, I'm not, I can't get, like... I've already spent my good fortune already. So. Yeah, you're due. You're due. Maybe. Maybe that's
maybe. We'll see.
you sound sad.
I'm not sad, but like this is all right. So it's really funny because this is something that you focus on like a lot. Like whenever we hang out,
you or me.
You are always like, okay, it's time for me to play matchmaker for Bat Snacks. And, like, every girl we see is like, hey, Bat Snacks, hey, Bat Snacks, look, that's true.
That's true. I think part of it is, like, I have, like, one good thing going for me. So I'm, like, trying to, like, you know, have, like get someone to, like, also have, you know what I mean, have that. You know?
Yeah, and it makes sense, and I appreciate it. But it's funny because, like... That's such a thing that you focus on.
I know. I don't have any other, like, thing I could be like, hey, let's make your life better this way, because this, I did this and it was better, because there's nothing else that I've got that's like, oh, this is a depressing topic. But,
yeah.
Like, I can't think of anything that's like, oh, I did this and my life's way better, so you should do that too. Like, there's no other things I can think of. You know, like, I don't, like, people are like, oh, I started going to the gym and I feel a lot better. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, sure.
You feel did you, like, did you really? I tried that. It's like not that.
It doesn't work at all. Like, I go to sleep earlier. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm just too nihilistic for this world. Next Reddit question. What scares you about society that no one is talking about? This is just very, like, pessimistic.
Oh, no. Where did you get these?
It's, like, evil. It's, like, sad Reddit, apparently.
Okay. There are a lot of things that scare me that no one's talking about.
Me too. What's number one?
Number one? I don't even know if there is a number one, but... So, like, I can just, like, name a few.
Just name a few.
Pandemics scare me a whole lot. People don't really talk about those.
We don't. I feel like we have those under control. Maybe not.
Do we?
I guess we'll find out. I don't know. Maybe we don't. Here's the scary thing about that. No one talks about it, like you say. So, like, I have no idea if we have that under control.
Yeah. The way I understand it is that viruses and various other malicious life forms evolve a lot faster than we do.
That's true.
So it's just like a matter of time.
It's a matter of time. No, I think you're right, because we keep making cures for stuff. But I was reading an article weeks ago, and they're like, oh, the bacteria is evolving quicker than we can make new vaccines. So eventually we're going to get to a point where all the bacteria or viruses or whatever are immune to everything we've got. And we literally can't do anything anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that another thing is coming.
Yeah, it is coming. So that scares me. Another thing that scares me is that a lot of people don't seem to realize that no one knows what they're doing. No one in the entire world. I feel like whenever people are, like, troubled about something, there's always this appeal to authority, like, oh, he'll like fix
they
it.
They know what's happening.
They're doing it. They've got it under control. It's like, no, they fucking don't.
I think that's why I'm the way I am. And maybe why you're the way you are, too. Because, like, at one point in my life, I, like, had the realization that, like, no one knows what the hell is going on. Like, at all.
Yeah.
And that just... that scared me. But now I, like, accept it as, like, oh, it's just a fact.
Yeah.
But when people ask me, like, oh, how do you feel about this? I'm always like, oh, bad. Like, I'm always pessimistic because yeah. I know that no one knows what the hell they're doing. But I think we are going to get to a point where... like, we're going to have to fix things, and no one knows what they're doing, and then it's just going to, like, crumble. Like, society is holding on by, like, a thread, and, like, no one realizes that this thread is so small, but it's just dangling, you know?
Yeah, and you read about stuff, like, something that I think about a lot is the French Revolution that happened, and God, that's so scary, dude. Like, yeah. People just revolted. Can you imagine?
Yeah, they just did it, and then, like, a bunch of people died. Yeah. It's frightening. And, like part of the French Revolution is, like, oh, it's good that they revolted against the corrupt government, but, like, it's still scary because a shit ton of people died, you know? So it's, like, yeah. That's a scary thing to think about. Another thing that kind of goes along with this is, like, our infrastructure, right? Like, our infrastructure as a society has, like, only been around really, like, 100 years. Like, modern society infrastructure... we have no idea how long it's going to last, you yeah. know? Like, we have no idea how long roads last. Like, we yeah. don't really know that.
There's another thing that scares me is, I live in North Florida, and, mm-hmm. like, even 40 years ago, there was, like, half the amount of people there are now. Like, traffic has, like, tripled in yep. the time I've been alive.
Yeah.
And there's not, like, a fix.
There's not slowing down.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to run out of food and space eventually. Like, it's just a fact. And, like, we can build up, but, like, we can't magically create food. I don't know. It's tough. I think population explosion is, it's kind of scary, too.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that too much because I have a lot of really bad opinions about
this. This is a depressing topic.
It is.
Man, all my Reddits today are like super depressing. Like, I'm looking at the rest of them, it's like, wow.
Let's keep going. Like, let's keep really digging. We can do
bad ones?
Yeah, we can do one more, and then I can have a great trivia question to bring us up.
I love it. I love it. All right. This one's really stupid. Okay, this is an acronym I didn't know about, but what is the feasibility of a Teotihuacan Zeppelin? And Teotihuacan means the end of the world as we know it. Zeppelin. So this person is asking the feasibility of a mobile Zeppelin air base that, like, has people on it in the end of the world scenario.
Okay.
Like, they just, like, load it. It's like a Noah's Ark kind of deal, it sounds like. You know what I mean?
Have you ever heard of the Left Behind series?
Yeah, oh yeah. The, like,
so
religious
series? I've never read the book, but I saw the movie with Nicolas Cage, and the premise sure. of this is that he's a pilot.
Uh-huh.
And while he's flying one day, he's got, like, people on his plane, and then the rapture happens, and, like, so he's on the plane while the world is ending.
Like, half of them disappear. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a real I really like the movie. But a lot
do
of people,
you?
No, I really do. But a lot of people hate it. It sounds like that.
I've heard though. It's really bad.
It's I the mean, worst the books, movie I've ever the, seen.
The books weren't very good. I read the first one, I want to say, and I was like, this is dumb. Yeah. But they're really popular in like 2005, I want to say, like when we're in high school or college.
Yeah, like make no mistake, it's not a good movie, but I really like it.
So what do you think of the feasibility of a giant airship carrying people, like a Noah's Ark kind of deal? In the end of the world.
Well, I think it depends on who's aboard, because you got to have some pretty level-headed people to be able to really...
Do you think they do... How do you think they'd, like, divvy out who gets to go, you know? Like, would it be, like, a lottery system, or would it be like, oh, you're smart, get over here, you know, like, usefulness?
Yeah, if you go by, like, richness, I don't know if that's a good system, because your money isn't really going to mean anything.
Well, if you go by richness, you'll have a revolt on your hands, is what you'll have.
Yeah.
If you go by, like, utility, you might be able to get away with, like, oh, we want one person of, like, or, like, five people of every profession, you know what I mean, to, like, five doctors, five, I don't know, welders, five...
Plumbers.
Plumbers, five electricians, you know, five people that... Five of every profession that can be useful aboard this vessel. You know what I mean? And then maybe, like, five scientists of every type, and then maybe, like...
Okay. I have the greatest idea.
Or something.
Okay, this is how you do it, because I play a lot of Dwarf Fortress. You do it the same way.
Yeah, tell me.
You need, like, one or two of every type of thing you need. So, like, plumbing, electricity, engineering.
Sure.
You need, like, a captain. Sure. You need a second mate, a first mate. Sure. You need, like, a leadership structure.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
And then I think after all of those positions are filled, you get, like, musicians.
Just a lot of musicians?
Well, not a lot. Like, you can't afford that many places on this Zeppelin. Sure. So there would be, like, maybe...
something.
Yeah, like, five. Maybe, like, four.
Okay.
Maybe a priest.
Sure.
A priest maybe of, like every different kind
three
of...
three or four religions, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Buddhist monk, like a Catholic priest, a Jewish rabbi, and like, I don't know, one or two other ones or something.
Yeah. That's how I would do it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how would you choose these people? Like, do you have like a committee that's like, okay, we're going to go over all the doctors and pick two good ones?
Well, I think if word of this gets like spreads too far about your Zeppelin, then you're never going to get it to take off. So maybe
so you
just
think
have to.
This would be like a centralized area, like they secretly build a Zeppelin in upstate New York, and like just get people.
Then they just go on Craigslist. It's like, are you a plumber?
No, like they like post like looking to have a Zeppelin Noah's Ark situation. Are you a plumber? And like anyone who responds, they're just automatically they are in. Like, because if you're crazy enough to respond to the end of the world Zeppelin plumber ad, that's the kind of people you want aboard your Zeppelin. You'd get the craziest doctors on this thing, though.
Your doctors like, wouldn't be very good.
The ones that are responding to a end of the world Zeppelin Craigslist ad, they're going to be like the worst doctors you could possibly have. Like, they're probably like not licensed anymore. They're probably like banned from practicing medicine. Like,
I was banned from practicing medicine, but now I do, like, crystals.
on the Zeppelin ride or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's probably good. Another thought I had was, like, you get the two profession, like, two of each profession, but you have a woman and a man, so they can, like, procreate.
Oh, no.
And then, like, continue the profession in the future.
Oh, gross. But, yeah.
That's so stupid, but then it's like a family business of like forever. Like, well, we got shafted, we're the plumber family.
Family forever.
It's just like all down the line, you're just forever plumbers. And then like whatever, this is gonna sound so sexist, but like you gotta resort to these terrible things in the end of the world. If when a man marries a woman, it's like the man's profession is what the children will be like in future generations, because you can't have inbreeding, right? They can't just continue the plumber with just the plumber family. That's impossible.
Yeah, that's a Doctor Strangelove thing. I think that's the final scene in that movie.
But you have one. You always have two children: one boy and one girl. And if you have any more, it's like China. They throw them.
Do you know what would happen? This is gonna be the worst thing we've ever said on the show, but only the captain is allowed to reproduce.
No, but like he just like inseminates all the women. Oh god.
Who else is gonna do it?
He's like the one they find that isn't on Craigslist. He's like a Navy pot, you know, like he's like a commanding officer of the Navy or something. Like he's important.
Yeah. That's so bad.
This is horrible. But I feel like they would do something crazy like this because what else are you gonna do? I think I'm ready for the stupid.
Okay, ready for question number two of trivia?
I'm so ready.
This question's about music. I'll have you choose your lifeline.
I love music. I'm gonna make a challenge. I'm gonna do Monty Hall because I don't want to do 5 Seconds of Evil. I'm gonna get this one.
Okay. Well, you're not gonna like this music.
I'm excited.
Which is the first album by the Black Eyed Peas in 8 years?
God, no! I don't want this question. Oh, make it stop. Wait, so they made a new album recently and it's been 8 years, basically?
Do you know the Wikipedia Did You Know page? That's where I got it.
All right, so it's the first album by the Black Eyed Peas in 8 years.
Yep.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Whatever you've cooked up, yes.
Okay. Is it A, Rising in the East?
Oh, God.
Is it B, Masters of the Sun, Volume 1?
Oh, my God.
Is it C, Legitness?
Legitness.
Or is it D, Supernova Block Party?
I hope it's that one. Oh, these are all terrible names.
These are the worst names I could come up with.
First of all, I want to know, are these all real albums by the Black Eyed Peas, or are these all, like, are these some of them you came up with?
One of them is real.
One of them is real. The rest you made up?
Yes.
Okay, so we got Legitness, Supernova Block Party, Rising in the East, and what was the last one?
Masters of the Sun, Volume 1. Masters
of the Sun, Volume 1. I like how they're all sun-related. In a way.
You know? Sort of, yeah.
Rising in the East.
Yeah.
Masters of the Sun. Well, Legitness isn't really, but Legitness sounds like the most Black Eyed Peas of all the albums, honestly.
Mm.
Black Eyed Peas are such a terrible band.
How did they get famous? Bad.
I don't know. I ask this question to myself, well, not every day, but I used to ask it a lot, because I don't know how they got famous, like, at all.
There are pop musicians that I really like Lady Gaga. And,
yeah, sure.
There's another one. Katy Perry, I think, is really good, but, like, Black Eyed Peas, I don't really understand.
I think they're, like, a mishmash of a lot of genres. And they're basically appealing to, like, the lowest common denominator.
They wear, like, bondage, though.
No, I know. But, like, I think they're appealing to the people that... Like, they're appealing to genres, people that like a bunch of different... Like, one genre of music, but they're, like, doing all these genres. And they're not good in any single genre, but because, like, they're crossing a bunch of genres, people are like, oh, they're good, you know? It's like, but they're not. They're not good at all.
Yeah. I think it's music that's, like, safe to use for football ads. Like, whenever I hear their music, I'm like, oh, this would be good, like, football ad music. Because, like, it sounds like music, but not something you'd want to listen to. Like,
you just created the, like, best genre classification for the Black Eyed Peas I think I've ever heard in my life. And it can go towards other music, too. Football ad music is the new... I'm going to go on Rate Your Music after this and go to the latest album, The Black Eyed Peas, and you can, like, put in what genre you think album is. I'm going to put in football ad music for this. That's, like, the perfect description. Or, like, football ad or, like, Chevy Truck Month ad music. You know what I mean? Like, people are having a party. I mean, honestly, those are the same ads.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like people tailgating, you know, to the big game. You know, it's either Chevy or a football ad. Like, it's an ad during the game, you know. Like, da-na-na, we're dancing and it's football.
And it feels good to dance to football music.
And that's like it. That's the song.
Yep.
Football ad music. Okay. I'm going to use my my Monty Hall.
Okay. I don't know what you're going to lock in here. Cause...
Oh, right. I forgot I had to lock.
Okay.
I'm going to lock in legitness. No, I'm not. Yes, no. Wait. I'm going to lock in legitness, because I think it might actually be legitness.
Okay.
Because that sounds very Black Eyed Peas.
I know what you mean. Very football ad-y.
Legitness. Yeah.
Okay. It is either legitness or Masters of the Sun Volume 1. Oh, fuck.
See, that was the other one that's like... I thought it might be, and the reason, because, like, the Volume 1, right, that's just, like, that's so dumb of a title for a thing, and it's, like, I could see the Black Eyed Peas not releasing anything in 8 years, and then being, like, hey, guys, hey, cats, we're gonna do a double, like, a sequel album, like, we're gonna have Master of the Sun 1 and 2, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can totally... Like, that's stupid publicity stunt that they would totally pull.
Mm-hmm.
So this is tough. But legitness sounds more Black... That sounds more Black Eyed Peas to me. Legitness.
You know? Yeah.
It's weird because you've chose these answers very well. Because three of them are, like, kind of this abstract... kind of concept, like the Sun ones. And then you have Legitness, which just sounds like a Black Eyed Peas album name.
Yes.
But, yeah, like, why would you have just made that up?
A lot of thought went into these, like, more... And you're like, discovering all of it very correctly.
Like, why would you have just made up Legitness in the... out of the, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, it's like, but crazy how well you get me, because like all of this logic went into the.
Because like you got three choices. Like kind of abstract, like sun related, like they're cool science fiction-y sort of sounding names, and then you got Legitness, which just sounds like a Black Eyed Peas album. But like, why would you just have one of those, and you just made that up? So it kind of leaning towards Legitness, but Master of the Sun Volume 1 sounds so much like an album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm gonna go with my gut.
Okay.
I'm going to go with legitness. I think you just made up all the sun things to throw me off. I'm going with legitness, final answer.
Okay, you are incorrect.
Freaking A!
I gotcha.
So you just made legitness up?
Yes, I did.
That's like a great name for Black Eyed Peas.
It was the dumbest, like, most, like, football kind of... Yeah, it's legitness.
It was like the dumbest football ad music name you could think of.
Yeah.
So, Masters of the Sun Volume 1 is really a Black Eyed Peas album.
Their first one in 8 years.
That's so dumb.
Oh, my God. I don't disagree with you. Yeah.
That's such a bad name. Football ad music. Do you want to do some Would You Rathers? Actually... I have two other Reddits that are fun. We're going to do really quick. Are you
sure?
Ready?
I'm ready.
Because these are all, remember, they're all depressing ones.
Mm-hmm.
I have two fun ones. One, what's your favorite sandwich?
That's
a good one. Quick.
It's a tie between three.
Well, what are they?
Okay. Either club sandwich.
Classic.
Or roast beef, Swiss, and mayo.
Classic, yeah.
Or Reuben. All three are my favorite.
I think I might have to agree with you. I would sub out roast beef. I don't know what I would sub it out with, though. But I like Reuben's and I love clubs. Those are my top two as well. Well, that's fun. All right, follow-up question. What is your favorite body part?
God. I'm not allowed to say.
That's your favorite body part?
Yeah. What's yours? Like, can you think of a better one?
Yeah, no, you're right. I guess so. It's the one I use most often. That was a joke. All right, I have a couple would you rathers here. First one. Would you rather Wi-Fi or legs?
Legs.
Legs rather than Wi-Fi?
I mean, what? You're going to choose the internet over some legs?
I thought, like, when I put this question down, I was like, Pat Snacks is going to having trouble with this one. Like, he might choose internet over legs.
I mean, I might, but it depends on the legs.
I feel like you're in a good mood today. Like, if you're a pessimist mode, like, if we did this question right after all the terrible Reddits, you would have chosen Wi-Fi.
I would have chosen Wi-Fi. Just leave you'd me alone like, on
need,
my Wi-Fi.
I don't need legs. I just need to be in my hole, legless hole, looking on the internet about the world ending. So you'd rather choose legs over Wi-Fi?
Of course, yeah.
What about legs over internet, period? Not Wi-Fi.
You're only allowed to have one forever?
Yeah, no internet or no legs.
No legs.
So, see? I was right. You would choose internet over legs.
Yeah, but it's like with legs, like, internet's coming sooner or later. You can even have both sometimes, like...
What do you mean? How do you figure?
Never mind, dude.
No, what? No, tell me what you're saying. No, you
I can't.
No, what do you mean?
Okay, so... If I choose legs, like, I can just go on the internet later. It's fine. But I can't, like, never use the internet again. It's too important. I feel like the internet is the most important thing in the entire world right now.
That's a very bold statement.
It's...
Might be true.
Yeah.
So, in this hypothetical, everyone else would have internet, but you wouldn't. And you would have legs, though. Right?
Are they my legs?
Yes, they're your legs.
Oh, I've
No, they're someone else's legs.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they be your legs?
I would rather have internet.
So if you woke up tomorrow without legs, would you look at your phone immediately and be like, oh, thank God I still have internet at least?
I mean, if I knew what the choice was, probably, yeah.
I'm kidding. All right, this is another fun one. Would you rather have no genitals or never talk?
Okay. Well... How about you answer this one?
I don't know. This is hard.
Here's like, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, here's the thing. Like, I don't really like talking, but I need to.
Sure.
I like genitals. But do I need them? No.
Your intonation there was great. I like genitals.
They're great.
But do I need them? No. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, you need to talk to be able to survive. I mean, there are mute people that get by. You know, I have genitals.
With some help. I don't know.
That's true. So you would choose no genitals. You'd be a eunuch, so you could keep talking.
I don't think I would. I don't know.
This is the worst, like, genie ever.
Yeah,
like, he comes out, and he's like, Wi-Fi or legs, quick. And you're like, legs. No, Wi-Fi. And then he's like, legs gone. And they're like, genitals are talking. And you're like,
it's like, oh, no.
Talking. And then you're like, whew. And your lower half is just completely gone already at this point, you know? You're just a stump of a man.
But you can talk and go on the internet.
You can talk and go on the internet. What else do you really need?
Right. A lot more. Namely genitals and legs. Like, they're important.
Let's do our last trivia
question. Okay. Your last trivia question is about sports.
Oh, my favorite topic of all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm supposed to use
sports. Oh, yeah, lifeline. What would you like to use as your lifeline?
A lot of dead air in this episode. I will choose... I haven't done 5 seconds. Good. Nope. Not going to choose 5 seconds. I'm going to use... How long do we have for Bing again? I don't remember.
15, I think.
10 second. 10 second Bing. 15 second Bing.
I'll give you 15.
10 second Bing.
It's 10.
10 seconds.
Okay.
10 second Bing. Let's use 10 second Bing.
Okay. The Canadian national basketball player, Elodie Tessier, is
what
how tall?
What are you saying?
The Canadian national basketball player, whose name is Elodie Tessier, is how tall?
Okay.
Is he A, 3 feet 11?
Stop it.
Is he B, 4'11"?
You're lying.
Is he C, 5'11"? Or is he D, 6'11"?
I hate you. I hate you. Canadian basketball, right?
Yes. Okay. So they're not very good. Like,
but he's not 3'11". Like, there's no way he's 3'11".
His name's Elodie Tessier.
So, what does that have to do?
I'm just reminding you.
So he's a Canadian basketball player.
Yes.
Elodie Tessier. So my, like, gut is like, oh, he's 6'11". He's a basketball player. He's tall. The end. Maybe he's 5'11". There are some basketball players that are that short. Also possible. 4'11", that's way too short to play basketball. 3'11", you're like a dwarf. You can't play basketball. Is dwarf the right term?
I don't know.
Politically correct term?
I don't know what the right one is.
I don't either. Actually,
I know it, I know which one it's not. There's one that it's definitely not.
Oh, I know. It starts with an M. It's not the right term. I don't know what it is anymore. If you know what it is, please let us know. Because I don't want to offend anyone. I think it's dwarf. It might be a little person.
It's one or the other. I think
that's offensive, though. Does a little person sound offensive? Like, hey, little person, get over here.
Yeah, it's like you're less. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't like... I like dwarf. Like, if I was a little person, I would want to be called the dwarf. What would you want to be called?
Probably a dwarf. Like, a dwarf, I imagine, is just stout, hardy, strong. Like
strong, yeah,
exactly. I'm thinking of the mythological, like, dwarf.
Yeah, but still, like, I like the connotation with dwarf.
It's me
like,
too.
Okay, oh. I'm a dwarf.
I'm strong.
Little person just sounds like I'm less than a person.
Yeah. It sounds like you're like 11 and never stopped being 11.
Right, exactly. Like I'm a grown man. Thank you very much. Okay. So, Elodie Tessier.
Tessier, yes.
Did I get it right on the first try?
Mm-hmm. That's him.
Wow. Okay. All right, I'm going to use my Bing.
Okay.
I don't like the fun thing about this Bing is you can't spell this name for me, and I just have to figure out how to spell Elodie Tessier.
That's right.
So I'm ready whenever you are, though.
Okay, I'm setting up my stopwatch.
Can you say the name one more time, just slowly?
I'm probably saying it wrong, but I'm going to say it phonetically to help you.
Okay.
Elodie Tessier.
Okay. I'm so bad. I'm going to say the letters I'm typing as I do it.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready whenever you're
3, 2, 1, Bing.
ELEDEETSSERIE basketball height. What the hell? That didn't work at all.
Okay. You're out of time.
Shit. That didn't even get me anywhere. I got Jadon Ledee. As can I scroll the page, or I'm not allowed to do that?
You're on a fixed page.
I'm on a fixed page. I can't scroll. I have nothing here that helps me. Like, I got Jadon Ledee.
Jadong is a StarCraft player. Lee.
Jadon Ledee. But that's not Elodie Tessier.
No, he lives in Korea.
I'm going to guess that I didn't spell Elodie Tessier right.
No, not even close.
I thought, like, Bing would, like, figure it out, but it's not that clever. I spelled it E-L-E-D-E-E and then T-E-S-S-E-R-I-E.
I
spelled Elodie Tessier.
It is E-L-O-D-I-E.
What?
T-E-S-S-I-E-R.
T-E-S-S-I-E-R. Okay, I was close with the last one.
Yeah.
Like, Bing doesn't even know what I'm doing. Like, it doesn't even... Like, you know how Google's like, did you mean Elodie Tessier? Bing's like, I have no idea what the fuck.
Here's some stuff.
here's Jadon Ledee. All right, I'm just going to go with my gut, because I feel like it's 6'11". But here's the thing, like, why would you do the 4, 3, 4, 5, 6... You weren't trying to, like, stump me.
Yeah.
But then again...
I will give you, there must be something remarkable about his height.
Why is that?
Well, because it's a trivia question. Why would it be a trivia question if there wasn't
something... You're trying to throw me off. You see, this is what you're doing. You're trying to throw me off. Is 6'11 remarkable? I mean, that's pretty tall.
That's extremely tall. Even for a basketball player.
You know it's extremely short? 3'11". Yes. Which you would never... That wouldn't exist for a basketball player.
It might.
Am I in an emotional place where I can really pick 311 as his
It might be 411. Maybe he's just like, I don't know.
Maybe he is 411. I mean, why would you... Let me think of your emotional state when you're in this... Or your psychological state.
Okay.
You're Googling trivia questions. What? You know what? This doesn't make sense. Why would you find a random basketball player who's 6'11"? There's probably like 100 basketball players that are 6'11". And be like, I'm going to choose Elie Tessier. What's his height? It's 6'11". That's like everyone in basketball, right? Like, that's not remarkable.
I think most are like 6'8". Maybe.
Yeah, but 6'11 is, I mean, it's not unheard of. There's a bunch of basketball players that are that tall. So, like, 5'11, not remarkable either. There are plenty of basketball players that are 5'11. There are not any basketball players that I know of that are 4'11. Like, none. Except maybe LED. Maybe he's 4'11. Am I crazy that I'm leaning to 4'11 now?
What about 3'11?
He's definitely not 3'11. That is way too short to play basketball. All right, I'm going to go with 4'11. I can't believe it. No, I can't do this. Yes, I'm doing it. No. Hold on. What do you think I should do?
I think you should go with your heart, something that you won't regret.
So my gut says 6'11". My heart says 4'11".
Okay.
I'm going with 4'11", final answer.
Okay. The answer is A, 3'11".
No, it's not. You're lying to me. Are you kidding me?
No, that's for real. Are you serious?
No, it's not. Give me this guy's name right now. L-A-D.
E-L-O-D-I-E. T-E-S-S-I-E-R.
L-A-D Tessier. Canadian. Oh, you son of a bitch. Wheelchair basketball player.
I didn't know that. I thought it was like regular basketball. I'm so sorry. Is he really not?
It's a she, first of all.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's a wheelchair basketball player. That's why she's so short. Oh, it's a wheelchair.
I didn't know that. Okay, let me tell you where I got the question.
This is horrible. This person had a visit from the genie before they started playing basketball. They chose Wi-Fi over legs.
Okay, so I got this question off of Wikipedia. It's on their Did You Know for today.
Yeah.
And all it says is, did you know that Elie Tessier was a 3'11 basketball player?
Wow.
They don't mention.
You were like, I'm going with that.
I was like, wow, that's so cool that a 3'11 person can play regular basketball.
You didn't do any research on Elie Tessier. You're like, I'm doing that. I'm doing trivia.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Not going to look if they're a wheelchair basketball player. Or not. They're not even in the regular basketball league. They are in the wheelchair basketball league.
They're in the Canadian National Basketball.
Oh, no, you're right. No, they're in the Canadian Women's National Wheelchair Basketball team. Well,
there's two of those words are missing, but...
That's what it says. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. The Canadian Women's National Wheelchair Basketball team, which... doesn't have an acronym. I think there should be an acronym. The CWNWBT. Right?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. That could have been better.
It's fine. I love it. I love it. Now I will know for future reference if I ever need to know what LED Tessier's height is. Her height is 3'11", and she plays on the Women's Canadian National Wheelchair Basketball Team. I think I got those words mixed up, but that's fine.
I thought that he was a man that played for their equivalent of the NBA.
How would that even work?
I didn't think too hard about it.
Clearly, you didn't think very hard about it at all. It's fine. It's fine.
I was just like, oh, that's cool.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Okay. Well, we have like 10 minutes left of the show. Time to get serious here.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Is there anything you wanted to bring up to our viewers on this episode?
I don't know. We had talking about TED Talks on this show.
Oh, we did, yeah. Do you want to mention your rant? We can do the last. We can have a new segment where the last 10 minutes you just rant at our viewers about something.
About something? Okay, so today on the Time Bat Show, I'm going to rant about TED Talks and how they're really stupid and I hate them.
We can call it the Bat Snacks Rant Snacks.
Might need to work on that a little, but
no one's listening at this point of the show anyway.
They might be.
But anyway, go on. TED Talks. Go ahead.
TED Talks, they make me mad because...
Why?
You never learn anything listening to a TED Talk.
I was going to play like Devil's Advocate, but I can't. It's impossible. I don't think I've watched a TED Talk all the way through, except like maybe a couple times. And that's because they're like boring and they just say the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like how to hack your life by waking up earlier or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Or, they're on this show on NPR every Sunday, and every time I'm driving around on Sunday, they come on, and I don't have any like CDs in my car, so I always just listen to the radio.
True.
And these TED Talks come on, and I hear these people talking, and it's just like, oh my god, just shut up. Like,
give me an example of a topic, because I don't listen to TED Talks a lot anymore.
Okay, so there will be a guy on there, and it'll be like an inspirational person, to be fair. Sure. Like, the last one that I listened to was a guy who was blind, and he said that he could see by using echolocation.
I've heard about this.
And he said that he did, like, clicking noises to see the objects around him, which maybe there's something to that.
Yeah.
But most of the talk was him just trying to be inspirational, and I'm just not... I'm not receptive to, like, that at all.
Live your best life.
Live your best life. Don't be inhibited by the obstacles that come in your path.
This is a very pessimistic episode.
I don't care.
I feel like all of it is just... no, I'm not mad. I'm just saying, like, we're like, the world is dumb, blah, blah, blah. And then we get to the TED Talk, and you're like, what a loser. He's talking about good stuff. And maybe his life better. Like, who cares about that?
That's not like the model example, though. Usually it's some scientist, and he gets on, and he just wants to talk about how smart he is.
That is true. Or some, like, businessman that's like, I'm cool. My business succeeded because I'm cool. And you can succeed, too, if you're as cool as me. And you're like, thanks. It doesn't really tell me anything about anything.
Yeah. It's like, what I did was, one day, I went to my local public library, and I researched all the patents. And it's like, no, you didn't. Like...
Whenever I read about successful people, it's always like do you read about successful people a lot? Because I do. I'm like kind of obsessive with that.
I only ever hear about it on Sundays on NPR.
Okay, so I read about, like, whenever I learn about someone that's successful, I'll like read about them and be like, how did they get to where they are? And it always starts the same way. It's like, oh, they started modestly or whatever. Either they started modestly or they're like already rich and like, okay, I don't have to read anymore. Like, I know you were successful from the beginning, you know. Mm. When they start modestly, it's like, oh, okay, how did they get to where they are, you know? And I'm reading, I'm like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And there's always a point in the article, you'll notice, because it's on Wikipedia. They're like, they randomly met really famous person at a bar. And that person got them in touch with other famous person that led them to start this business or something, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, you basically just got lucky. You met, like, Bill Gates, and he gave you, like, $1 billion. And then that's how you, you know, like, your TED Talk isn't going to help me bump into Bill Gates randomly on a Sunday afternoon in a coffee shop. But that's how you got successful, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think most of the time it's, because think about it, if you are successful and maybe you knew Bill Gates the whole time, but you don't want people to think you knew Bill Gates the whole time, you just want to be like, oh, of course I met him and I did this stuff to meet him. But like, when in actuality, he's like your dad's best friend.
So like in the Wikipedia page, it sounds like you did, like, you were successful because, like, when you met Bill Gates, you had such an effect on him that he was like, wow, this guy's legit. I'm going to give him a lot of money.
Yeah.
So then it sounds like, oh yeah, you were lucky, but you really had a presence with Bill, you know, that could get you where you needed to go.
Yeah, there's another show on NPR where people, like, tell about how they got their businesses, their small businesses, to be successful. And, like, every single one of them starts out the same way. Like, I put all my savings into this project and just really worked hard, did all my research, you know.
Right.
Somehow didn't have a job while I was doing this. Like,
it was in, like, the dire straits.
Then one day, I pitched my idea to Mr. Schneckenbacher, who is like a billionaire man.
The CEO of NBC or something.
Freaking Wells Fargo with Warren
Buffett.
How did
you meet Schneckenbacher? Like, why did he agree to meet you?
And
like, how do you get...
Their story is always that they just kept calling his office, and one day he was like, okay, bring him in. I like that he calls me every day.
Like, I like the gumption on this guy. Let's give him a let's give him $1 million and see what he does with it. No, you're right, and that's like every small business. And I don't... Or every success. And, like, the thing about that is, like, for every person that's successful that way, there are, like, 1 million people that do that that are not successful.
Yeah, 1 million is really conservative. I think if you really look at the numbers, like, you are so much better off playing the lottery.
Like, yeah. Like, especially because, like, literally all of them are, like, I invested all my savings into this, and I just, like, it worked. And it's, like, and then they talk about how they did it, and, like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, if you do this, maybe it'll work for you. It's like, no, it won't.
No.
Because you don't realize that you got really, really freaking lucky because your dad is friends with the CEO of NBC, Marty Schneckenbacher or whatever, you know, and that's how you got the meeting with him, or because you bumped into Bill Gates at Starbucks on your way home from work or whatever, you know, like, those are the reasons you got successful. Like, other people that invest their entire life savings into a project, most of the time, it just fails, and then they have no money. So,
yeah. Actually, taking advantage of people that are willing to invest all their savings into something is, like, the biggest business ever, like, right now. Like, that is a huge business.
It's true.
People that are...
That's...
People with hope that are, like, willing to, like, make changes in their life, that is... That's where all the money is right now.
You mean in, like, Silicon Valley? That's where it's going towards.
Well, not necessarily Silicon Valley, but people that have a decent amount of savings that are willing to invest it to, you know, make something for their family, for their future, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Taking advantage of them, there's more money in that than anything in the world right now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's a huge business.
Like, taking advantage of other people's money.
Because where else are you going to get that much money? Like, poor people don't have any money. Like, wealthy people, they're already there. They're not going to give it to you.
Yeah. The middle class people who have savings that are like, maybe this will work.
Yeah.
That's, I invest in this crazy scheme.
Where you get
it. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Anyway, the moral of this is I'm never going to be that successful because I don't have the gumption to do such a thing. Because
you're smart enough.
Well, I know that the chances are so low that, like, me investing all my savings into something that probably isn't going to work. It's just a stupid idea. Like, it's dumb. Like, it's a dumb thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's dumb. Like, I don't care if you're a billionaire and you did that. Like, what you did in the beginning, it was real dumb.
It was stupid.
You got lucky. You got lucky. You met the right person. Or your dad was friends with the right dude. You know? But it was dumb. Like, if I did that, I would just go broke. And most people would.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
And it's getting harder.
That's what, like, annoys
me. It was easier, like, 10 years ago. It was a lot easier.
I think it was easier a long time ago because there's less people, you know? The world has to... We're running out of time, but, like, final thought is... And I know everyone is tired of hearing this, but the world has too many fucking people in it. And everyone's competing with each other. And the reason no one succeeds anymore, or very few do, is because for every great idea you have, there's like 100,000 people that have the same exact idea. And they're all going to try to do it at the same time. And only one of you is going to succeed because the world doesn't need 10,000 of these. They only need one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the success doesn't rely on how hard you work, because they're all going to work hard. Out of those 10,000 people, probably 50,000 of them are working really hard, or just as hard as you. So what? At the end of the day, it boils down to luck. It's just all luck. The world is just all luck. Life is meaningless. You might as well just roll over and die now. And who's our sponsor today?
And our sponsor today is... Schneckenbacher Cherry Beer. It sounds gross, but it tastes great.
When you're in the mood for cherry flavored beer,
yeah, choose Schneckenbacher if that's really what you want, I guess.
It's funny when you said Schneckenbacher, I was like, oh, that's like beer came into my head immediately. Isn't that funny? Like, we both had the same thought. Remember, when you're feeling woozy,
talk to some floozies.
That's been episode 102 of the Time Mace Show. I'm Time Mace.
And I am Bat Snacks.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Have a great day and drive safely.